Iowa lawmakers are returning to Des Moines for the start of the next legislative session. Legislators will start the next general session on Monday, January 10th. In a news release, Representative Dr. Tom Jennery of Lamar says that he is looking forward to the next session. Jennery says that he thinks that legislators have an opportunity this year to pass meaningful legislation to lower the tax burden on Iowans, address the worker shortage, which includes the child care needs in our communities, and broadband service to all rural areas. He says he hopes to work on solutions to all of these issues while keeping our government smaller because he believes that a smaller government is a better one. Jennery continues to say in his news release that as he prepares for the legislative session this year, he looks forward to discussing these issues and others at various town hall meetings during the legislative session. Jennery encourages constituents to reach out to him with questions, comments, or concerns. His legislative email address is tom.jennery@legis.iowa.gov. The state representative says that if you are at the Capitol during this session, please don't hesitate to send in a note or contact him ahead of time, as he always tries to meet with his constituents when they are at the Capitol. Governor Kim Reynolds will deliver the condition of the state address Tuesday evening, beginning at 6 p.m. The need for blood is constant, and LifeServe Blood Services of Sioux City is looking for donors. Martin Deedy is the team leader for LifeServe. Deedy says that this time of year following the holidays is when blood supplies are at their lowest levels.
Yes, there's typically always a shortage of blood. Different blood types, different times, it's always fluctuating, but yes, we definitely need blood.
The LifeServe blood official says that they are always seeking the universal blood types of O positive and O negative, but he says that they also are in need of A and B as well as AB types of blood. Deedy says that the blood that is collected within the Siouxland area remains in the area and serves hospitals in northwest Iowa, southeast South Dakota, and northeast Nebraska. He says that the shelf life for whole blood is only 46 days and thus the reason for the constant need for a fresh supply of blood. People may be a bit confused as to whether they can donate blood if they've been infected by the COVID-19 virus or any of the variants, or if they have been vaccinated against COVID. Can they still donate blood?
As far as if someone believes that they've been in contact with someone with COVID in the last 14 days, we ask them to wait. Yes, correct. You can vaccinate as soon as you feel well enough to. If the vaccine puts you down for a day with slight fever or anything, you can come in the next day. There is no set time that you have to wait after getting a vaccination.
Deedy says that people can also donate blood if they are on medications. He says the main exception would be as if that individual is on a blood thinner type medication.
Most medications are okay to donate blood. Blood thinners, we don't like to have a donor on a blood thinner, and that's for their safety. Mm-hmm. Aspirin is okay. Any kind of infection, if you're on an antibiotic for anything, we'd like you to wait at least 3 days off the antibiotic. There is a whole list of different medications also, but for the most part, most medications are okay in this day.
A LifeServe official says it only takes approximately 20 minutes to donate blood, and for most people, it's not a painful experience. LifeServe will again return to Lamar's YMCA to accept blood donations again in early March and again in early May. At the start of each new year, many people make resolutions. Among the more popular resolutions are to lose weight and perhaps get more exercise. The Lamar's Community Wellness Center and YMCA assist local people with achieving those resolutions. Joyce Firehelm is the membership and marketing manager with the local YMCA. She says that the Y generally does see an increase in membership during January.
Definitely get busier in January. Lots of people are looking to get a little bit more healthy and change some lifestyles to get more healthy. It's also a lot colder out and the days are shorter, so it definitely brings people inside to exercise and have some recreation here at the YMCA.
Firehelm says that once spring arrives, YMCA membership usually does see a slight decline as people tend to walk outside or do more outside activities.
It does fluctuate during the year. There are people that do like to go exercise outside in the summer, but then there are also people that like the air conditioning. So they do come inside and do the workout here in the summer. And of course, our outdoor pool, it's busy during the summer months. And our summer camp program is in full swing in the summer. So we're really busy here with a lot of the campers here at the YMCA during the summer.
The YMCA official says that while many members enjoy exercising on their own, others prefer to work in a group setting.
It's everybody's personal preference. There's definitely people that like to come into the cardio room and do their own thing, and then there's others that really enjoy that aspect of group fitness classes where they know they're going to see the same people. We always have regulars in each class, and they know they're going to see their friends, and they're going to meet new people, and they're going to see those same people and make some great connections. So there's people that really like that group fitness.
Despite being shut down for a few months due to the COVID-19 virus, Firehelm says that membership is trending upward over past years.
We are picking up some new members and getting a lot busier here now that COVID protocols have changed a little bit and our new facility is all completed. So people are really enjoying the bigger space and new things we have here at the Y.
She says that the local YMCA membership is over 500 units.
Well, we have over 500 units, and when we say a unit, those could be families, those could be couples, those could be single individuals.
Firehelm tells of the many and varied fitness programs that are offered at the YMCA in Lamars.
Well, new this year, our YMCA membership also includes the indoor pool, so people are really liking that it's a little bit more convenient for them to use the indoor pool whenever they want. We also have a variety of fitness classes that are going on, so people like to do that. There's just so many things you can do here at the Y. You can come in and use the cardio room. You can use the weight rooms. You can go up to the gym and shoot hoops. Or some people like to just walk in the gym, too. If they don't like the treadmill, they can go up to the gym and walk in there, and it's always nice and warm in there. We also have a really active group of people that come in and play pickleball in the morning, so that goes on here at the YMCA. The kids love to come here after school.
And she says that the Community Wellness Center offers programs for all ages and all interests.